In the lunchtime edition, the fire service rescues a 3-year-old child who was inadvertently locked in a car by its mother at the car park of the Queen Elizabeth Hospital. Efforts on to heal the deep rifts in the opposition Democratic Labour Party, with a party stalwart pledging to lead the effort. The acting DLP president also starts to reach out to some of the disgruntled members. Vagrants occupying abandoned properties are a growing concern, as squatters appear to have set yet another house on fire. And in the U.S., a 14-year-old boy and his father appear in court charged with murder for a gun attack at a Georgia high school. Good afternoon. I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest. The Barbados Fire Service has rescued a child who was accidentally locked in a car on the compound of the Queen Elizabeth Hospital. Speaking to Starcom Network News at the scene, station officer with the Barbados Fire Service, Angela Rivera, said they were quickly able to free the 3-year-old from the vehicle.
We received a call to an infant locked in a vehicle, seemingly from the mother. The vehicle was parked in the A&E car park. Fire officers responded from the Bridgetown Port Fire Station and was able to unlock the vehicle so the mother could get to the child. Fire officers needed to remove the strip and use a wire to unlock the lock. The car is locked. The child is approximately 3 years old. At the time of arrival, he was not asleep. He was fairly quiet during the whole ordeal.
Station officer with the Barbados Fire Service, Angela Rivera. While efforts are on to heal the deep rifts in the opposition Democratic Labour Party, with a party stalwart pledging to lead the effort to broker a truce between the factions, and the acting president having already started to reach out to some of the disaffected members. Former DLP candidate, Senator and Cabinet Minister Hainsley Benn tells Starcom Network News the bitter divisions in the party worry him greatly. The 75-year-old current member of the DLP's General Council believes there's a need to heal the rifts in the party that he says he's been a member of for almost 50 years.
I have committed myself to do any and everything possible to help to resolve the issue. I am going to be reaching out to a few of the other elders in the party, seek their advice and their support before I seek to reach out to the leaders of both factions. It is my intention to get people together, the warring factions together, to sit down and discuss the way forward.
Mr. Benn says he's already started to reach out to some of the elders in the party. He adds that even outside the party, people have been voicing to him their concern about the state of the DLP.
Everywhere you go in Barbados, people who know you are the committed Democrat, their party supporter, are expressing great concern about what is happening in the party. And because of that, and because of the prompting of some other prominent people in society, I am committing myself to help to resolve the issue. I'm not putting a timetable on it, but I am confident that if common sense prevails, people sitting back and discussing the issues, the matter can be resolved in short order.
Mr. Benn named former DLP MP and Cabinet Minister Stephen Lashley as, quote, one of the level-headed people in the party, unquote, that he will be contacting to help with the healing he thinks needs to take place in the DLP. When contacted by Starcom Network News, Mr. Lashley said he would support any mediation efforts.
I've always believed that any effort towards mediation should be embraced. There's never an opportunity that should be missed to create the kind of relationships that are wholesome for the Democratic Labour Party. The DLP will not lose anything by ensuring that it can embrace as many divergent views as possible. I think that it would be commendable to pull the various parties together with a view to uniting the party.
Former DLP MP and Cabinet Minister Stephen Lashley, the acting DLP President, Senator Andrea Worrell, tells Starcom Network News that he has already started reaching out to some of the disgruntled members.
I, too, myself, have made a few calls to some persons to reach out to them, because yes, we've been through a lot and we need the members of the party to recognize the bigger picture is getting the party in the position to speak to the issues going on in the country. But we could only give it a try and see how it goes, and hopefully persons will be willing to listen to reason and put the interests of the party and the people of Barbados first.
The acting DLP president, Senator Andre Worrell, in the Lunchtime Edition. Vagrants occupying abandoned properties are a growing concern, as squatters appear to have set yet another house on fire. Last night, fire crews extinguished the blaze in an unoccupied house at Upper Carter's Gap, Christchurch. Vagrants had reportedly taken up residence in the abandoned structure, and it's believed their activities helped start the fire. Residents in the area say they are concerned. One resident recounted the ordeal.
I went outside around minutes to seven, and I didn't notice anything at first. But then I went back outside again, and I saw like a flame in the living room of the house. I said to myself, probably thought the vagrants, I knew parols live there. They light a fire because the house doesn't have any electricity or water. I said to my daughter, they light a fire so they can have light in the house. Then I realized the flame was spreading, and I, you know, ran back inside and I called the fire service, and you know, they came and everything. But this house, someone had lived there before and they moved out, and then we saw the parols moving, and it's alleged that they started the fire, one of them.
She says the increase of vagrants in the area is a worry.
Well, I think that the owners should do a better job in securing the property, or at least checking on it to make sure that no one is living in it, especially in a situation like this where the vagrant was living there, we knew. And I was a bit concerned because I saw more and more parols coming, and it could have been a threat to me that live next door, that have my kids. I was concerned for our safety, but I didn't expect it to go to this extent.
A resident of Upper Carter's Gap, Christchurch, a 14-year-old boy and his father have faced court for the first time, charged over the murder of four people in a gun attack at a high school in the U.S. state of Georgia. Colt Gray was arrested shortly after the shooting on Wednesday at his school, Appalachie High in Winder near Atlanta. He faced court in person today, his hands and ankles shackled, to face four counts of first-degree murder. The judge clarified he would not face execution after first stating the maximum penalty was death. His father, 54-year-old Colin Gray, is charged with second-degree murder, manslaughter, and child cruelty. Our top stories, the fire service rescues a 3-year-old child who was accidentally locked in a car by its mother at the car park of the Queen Elizabeth Hospital. Efforts on to heal the deep rifts in the opposition DLP, with a party stalwart pledging to lead the effort. The acting DLP president also starts to reach out to some of the disgruntled members. Vagrants occupying abandoned properties, a growing concern, as squatters appear to set another house on fire, that one at Upper Carter's Gap, Christchurch. The Lunchtime Edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Stetson Bath. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on Starcom Network Net. Sorry, StarcomNetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. And like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.